galaxy while they were actually in it. Surely. Phillips kept running his hand over his beard, clearly agitated. BB's view of him was from chest height, looking up under his chin.
Really? How about kamikaze? Suicide bombers? Self-destruct mechanisms?
I really don't think this is one of those.
Great. So I incinerate another galaxy. Fine. At least there'll be nobody left to come after us bent on vengeance.
And this man, he's my friend. He told me so. In another life, I know him. I can do all kinds of things I can't do now. And I know a lot more. But I can't recall most of it. This is horrible. Am I going mad? And why am I thinking in terms of madness, not malfunction? I think we've translated it correctly, Professor. I'd leave it alone if I were you.
Phillips licked his lips nervously, unable to drag himself away from the panel. He recorded more images of the surface with his data pad, then ran his fingertips carefully over the plain sections of the cartouche. BB saw the status icon shift again. It had returned to its original form.
There, it's reverted, BB said. Panic over.
Phillips's gaze darted back and forth between the image on his datapad and the cartouche. Eventually he seemed satisfied that the symbols at the top had changed back to the way they'd been before.
Okay, that's a few billion beings out there somewhere who owe me one, he said. What I really need now is a team of Oni techies to examine this with a Huragok. In the absence of that, better hope I've recorded enough data for someone to make sense of this.
He looked at his watch.
I'm just going to pop back along the passage and relieve myself, and then we'll press on. Would you mind sort of looking the other way?
Oh, never mind. You're omnipresent in the ship, and I managed to get used to that, so...
Phillips disappeared back the way they'd come, singing under his breath. BB wasn't sure why he picked one section of wall and not another. He looked around as if he was lost, then shrugged and got on with it.
This is probably sacrilege to them, isn't it? He said, zipping up. Having a wee-wee in a temple, I mean. You know, I was certain there was a corner up there. I hope I'm not getting disoriented.
He strode back to a curve in the wall and stood, almost touching it, then stepped back again, frowning.
There was a corner there, BB said. Perhaps the stone reconfigured itself, like the cartouche symbols. Perhaps it's a security door.
Phillips reached out and put his hand on the wall.
That's very weird. It feels soft, but it isn't. I thought my hand was going to go right through it.
You should check your blood sugar.
You always say that.
Do I?
Look, are you telling me that these passages are changing while I'm walking through them?
It's entirely possible.
Oh, shit. How do we get out again, then?
You won't know until you try.
Phillips looked at his watch yet again. He could have checked the time on his datapad or asked BB, but he seemed to take great comfort from that obsolete piece of jewelry. BB wondered why the time mattered so much to him when he had no schedule.
I'm going to keep going while I can, Phillips said.
He went on walking, one hand skimming the right-hand wall while he looked at the left-hand one.
In case the Sangheili come after me and drag me out before I'm done. Come on, BB, we're looking for anything with those halo symbols now.
He could just ask. The lens on this camera gives me a 240-degree arc, so I'll see panels before he does anyway.
After a few minutes, Phillips slowed down and stopped to look up at the ceiling. Then he retraced his steps a little way.
BB, he said, there aren't any lights. I can still see just fine, but there aren't any light bulbs.
He pointed upward as if BB didn't get it.
Where's the light coming from?
BB felt an urge to do something specific, but wasn't sure what. The impulse tormented him. the pain of knowledge that he knew he had but that remained beyond retrieval. How could he possibly forget anything? He knew that he had to respond to that question by analyzing the environment in a certain way, but that was as far as he could get. It was both terrifying and uncomfortable.
"I don't know," he said, "but I know that I ought to be able to tell you."
"You haven't got any special sensors, have you?"
"Never mind. Not much you can do when you're stuck in a radio."
Stuck in a radio.
"I'll feel better when I'm back in a vessel, then."
"Well, yes, because you'll be able to move at a zillion clicks a second and zap enemy ships, and stick your nose in anywhere you like."
Phillips started walking faster. "Can you feel that buzzing sensation?"
"No, but I can see more panels about 20 meters ahead of you."
Phillips scratched the back of his hand.
"It's making my hair stand on end."
Beebe found himself so disturbed by the gaps that he kept detecting in his knowledge that it began to distract him.
"But if I can process information the way Phillips says I can, why can't I keep my mind on several things at once?"
There was something very wrong with him. He wasn't sure whether it was getting worse or if he was just becoming more aware of it. He was thinking too much without acquiring new data to improve his decision-making. He had to stop that right now and concentrate on the task at hand.
"Good grief," Phillips said.
The passage opened out into a large rectangular chamber, completely lined with carved panels.
"I think this is going to take us some time. Come on, Beebe. Lots to process. Starting here. You know, this is like a decorated burial chamber in a pyramid. Maybe it's just someone's life story. Or a control room. Or both."
Beebe had no opinion yet. He started recording and interpreting the symbols, hoping for clarity. Phillips moved along the four walls, facing them and taking slow sideways steps with his data pad held in the capture position. He didn't need to. Suddenly, Beebe felt anxious. He couldn't define it, but this was troubling him.
"You don't trust me, do you?"
Beebe said.
"That's it. He's keeping it from me. He's humoring me.
I'm recording all this."
"Oh, I trust you, chum. It's the hard way that I don't trust. It's let us down once, and if it lets us down again, we'll lose all this."